Now, a County Down woman has settled a sexual discrimination case against one of the North's biggest employers for more than a quarter of a million euro. Maeve Bradley was working for Citibank in Belfast as an assistant vice president when she went on maternity leave in 2023. She believed that she was in line for promotion on her return, but the person who covered her maternity leave was promoted instead. Her employment with Citibank was terminated as part of the settlement. Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney reports.
Maeve Bradley was in a good place in early 2023. She'd been working for Citibank in Belfast for 4 years as assistant vice president of her division, had been told a promotion was on the cards, and was looking forward to going off on maternity leave to have a child.
I was told that my job would be re-leveled for whenever I come back from maternity leave to the higher level. So I was assistant vice president and it would change to a vice president role.
Maeve from Downpatrick went on maternity leave on the 1st of April that year and expected to return to her new enhanced role a year later. When she contacted a manager ahead of her return to let them know she'd applied for reduced hours due to childcare needs, she was offered an alternative role and told her job and the promotion that went with it had been given to the person who filled in for her during her maternity leave.
Devastated. Really devastated. All I did was have a baby. I loved my job. I wanted to return to my job. I thought I would go off and build up my career, have this little baby, go off and come back and do my job as it should be. And that wasn't what was to happen.
Believing her treatment to be unlawful, she raised a formal grievance, but it was not upheld. The mother of two then issued legal proceedings alleging sex discrimination. The case was listed for a tribunal hearing, but was settled by mediation. Maeve Bradley's employment was terminated, and she received £215,000, almost €260,000, as part of the settlement.
I never got to return to work. You know, I don't know what it's like to be a mummy that's back in the workplace. That was something that was taken away completely from me. So, yes, there's the relief that it's over, but there's still a lot of healing that needs to take place.
Her case, which was settled without admission of liability, was supported by the Equality Commission for Northern Ireland.
This is not a unique case. Many women face real hardship whenever they try to come back to work. They find themselves disadvantaged. They find promotions have been offered to people. There's been recruitment exercises and they've been excluded.
Its Chief Commissioner is Geraldine McGahey.
People who go off maternity leave have the right to come back, to be in the same job as they were in before they left, and they're entitled to know what's been going on in the organisation, and if there's an opportunity for further enhancement of their career, they have to be afforded that.
She says issues around pregnancy and maternity in the workplace continue to be the most common complaints of sex discrimination almost 50 years after the introduction of laws to protect women.
Our complaints, our inquiries to our advice line, about 25% of those are in relation to sex discrimination, and then again about a quarter of those in relation to actual pregnancy and maternity issues. So you're talking about 1,000 inquiries about sex discrimination like this. It's not appropriate, it's not right in today's society.
Citibank employs around 1,200 people across two sites in Belfast. Settling the case, the company said it affirmed its commitment to equality of opportunity and agreed to liaise with the Commission to review its equal opportunities policies, procedures and practices relating to the treatment of employees on maternity leave in Northern Ireland. Geraldine McGahey says the onus is on companies to ensure policies are implemented.
It's all very well having policies, but if people don't implement them, if managers don't behave the way that the law expects them to behave, this kind of situation is going to keep recurring.
Maeve Bradley lost a job she loved and will have to seek re-employment, but says she owed it to her two young daughters to take a stand.
I have a little stepdaughter and I have a little girl, 2 years of age next week, looking at me, and I wouldn't let anybody treat them this way. So I had to teach them the lesson that nobody can treat you this way, so they're not going to treat mummy this way.
Maeve Bradley ending that report from our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.